Toad Rage. Written and read by Morris Gleitzman. Limpy found ancient Eric at the far end of the swamp, eating a snake. "Go away," said ancient Eric. "I'm having my tea." Limpy had expected something like that. Ancient Eric, as well as being the oldest and wisest cane toad in the district, was also the grumpiest. "It must be hard to stay cheerful when you look like that," thought Limpy sympathetically. Even though the moon was behind a cloud, Limpy could see just how unkind age had been to ancient Eric. His poor old body was a disaster. The years had shrunk his skin and turned it tragically smooth. You could see his muscles rippling when he moved. He didn't have a wrinkle or a crease or a decent-sized wart on him. "Poor thing," thought Limpy. Ancient Eric paused in the middle of getting the snake down his throat. "You still here?" he said. "I won't take up much of your time, Mr. Eric," said Limpy. "I just want to ask your advice." Ancient Eric gulped the snake down a bit further.
"What advice?" he said.
"Well," said Limpy, "I was wondering if you knew where I could find some humans." For a moment, Limpy thought Ancient Eric was going to choke.
"What do you want with humans?" demanded Ancient Eric when he'd recovered and swallowed the snake.
"I want to try and find out why they hate us so much," said Limpy, "so I can try and do something about it."
Ancient Eric thought about this for a long while. Then he spoke. "I'll tell you why humans hate us," he said in a low voice. Limpy moved closer. "Humans hate us," whispered Ancient Eric, "because they've always hated us. It's the way things are. We have to accept it, just like we have to accept that flying insects are attracted to highway lights and crawling insects are attracted to wombat poo. It's a fact of life." Limpy sighed. He remembered Dad had been one of Ancient Eric's students. The snake stuck its head out of Ancient Eric's mouth and rolled its eyes.
"You're not listening to him, Wartbrain," it said to Ancient Eric. "The young bloke doesn't want to accept that his young ones are going to end up as waffles. He wants to go on a quest to discover great truths that will bring peace and security to cane toads for countless generations to come. Got it?"
The snake made scornful noises as if it couldn't believe it was being eaten by such an idiot.
"Do you mind?" snapped Ancient Eric to the snake. "When I want advice from my dinner, I'll ask for it. Get back inside."